Internet News. I'm Jason Taylor. A new survey ranks Missouri worse than most surrounding states on small business friendliness. The professional referral company called Thumbtack gave the Show Me State a B-. Missouri did well for ease of starting a business, but poorly on tax regulations and hiring. Arkansas and Iowa both received A's overall. Wyoming ranked number one most small business friendly state. The Council of State Governments says Missouri's rising prison population could be reduced by investing in more community treatment programs and community policing. Missouri Corrections Department Director Ann Preseith says building another prison is not an efficient way of using taxpayer money.
If there are ways we can avoid building additional prisons, that would save us $175 million per prison. $27 million annually to operate.
The council says law enforcement is spending too much time helping with substance abuse and mental health issues and not enough time fighting violent crimes. A veteran Missouri lawmaker who considered a Senate bid has decided instead to run for state auditor in 2018. Brian Howsworth reports.
Union State Representative Paul Kurtman formed an exploratory committee for the U.S. Senate, but tells reporters he has a lot more support to run for auditor. Kurtman says Missouri needs an auditor who has a good working relationship with lawmakers.
We need somebody who can actually reach out and actually lead to actually apply solutions and work with the lawmakers on this. So this is an office where we actually have to have executive type leadership so we can actually get out ahead of the problems that were discovered in the audits.
Kurtman says previous auditor Tom Schweik met with lawmakers to discuss legislation. If he wins the GOP primary, Kurtman will face Democratic incumbent Nicole Galloway. Missouri Democratic Party Chairman Stephen Weber has issued a statement which reads in part, quote, "State Auditor Nicole Galloway's independence and dedication to looking out for Missouri's taxpayers is unmatched in Republican-controlled Jefferson City," end of quote.
A retired 30-year sheriff's deputy is formulating legislation on driving that he'll file for the next session as a Missouri lawmaker. House Republican Galen Higdon of St. Joseph plans to introduce a bill requiring anyone getting their first full motor vehicle license at the age of 18 to have completed a driver's safety course. Higdon says he'll finance the program by adding a small increase to some existing state fees.
I'm going to be looking at maybe a dollar on a driver's license renewal, a dollar on registration, something that is dedicated strictly for driver's education in the state of Missouri.
Hayden says he'll make sure the bill calls for any hike to a state fee to be approved by voters before it could be collected and appropriated for a driver safety class. Longtime Jefferson City resident David Griffith has announced he'll run for Missouri's District 60 House seat being vacated by term-limited Republican Jay Barnes of Jefferson City. Griffith is the executive director of the American Red Cross of Central and Northern Missouri. He'll run as a Republican. This is Missouri Net.